Oil production takes a hit.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The Gulf Coast oil industry is right smack in the path of Hurricane Gustav. As of this morning, Gulf oil activity is almost non-existent. If it stays down for any length of time, we could see oil prices shoot up 20 cents or more. Right now, oil's at $117 a barrel. Hurricanes Katrina and Rita destroyed more than 100 oil platforms in the Gulf, but oil companies say this time around their platforms are far more storm-resistant. Of course, oil is just one industry vulnerable to Gustav. There are many businesses that still haven't fully recovered from Katrina. Tish Williams heads the Chamber of Commerce in Hancock County, Mississippi.
If you take what's happening nationally with the retail marketplace and then you add Katrina challenges on top of that, when you look at adding the storm, it's not going to be easy.
And don't forget about insurance. Insurance costs have gone up 600% for some Gulf Coast companies. The airline industry usually hates to see Labor Day arrive. That's when travel really starts to drop off. This year, the fall looks especially frustrating for everybody. The airlines, their employees, passengers. John Dimsdale explains.
Continental is about to drop service to 15 cities. Southwest will trim 200 daily flights. And by the end of the year, there will be 36,000 fewer airline jobs.
It's the incredible shrinking airline industry.
Forrester research analyst Henry Hartefelt says 9 airlines closed up shop this year, including Zoom Airlines, just last week. Fuel costs have jumped 50% over the past year, while ticket prices are up only 6 to 8%, thanks to fierce competition. That's left airlines scrambling to charge for all the extras, like luggage, pillows, even snacks. Julius Maldutis with Aviation Dynamics expects the smaller industry to have fewer members as well.
The Delta Northwest merger is, simply put, a done deal. We will see what happens in Continental Airlines' relationship with United Airlines next year.
Maldutis expects this turbulence to last another 12 to 18 months. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
The Republican Party is trying to tone down its party in Minneapolis this week. Most convention activities scheduled for today have been canceled because of the hurricane. Many companies that are sponsoring events this week have decided the show must go on, but they're turning those parties into fundraisers for hurricane relief.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Areva, solutions for producing CO2-free energy and transmitting and distributing electricity. Online at us.areva.com. By the Medtronic Foundation, honoring marathon legend Alberto Salazar and 25 global heroes running strong with medical technology. More at Medtronic.com. And by the Henry Luce Foundation, seeking to increase American understanding of East and Southeast Asia.
Kids all over the East Coast know this sound by heart. It's the Mr. Softy ice cream jingle. The problem for Mr. Softy is that other companies have been playing its song. So now Mr. Softy is playing Hardball. Joel Rose has our story.
It's a muggy afternoon in Brooklyn, and I'm driving around with Hillary Doc Guichard, who runs a Mr. Softy distributorship a few miles from here. It only takes us 20 minutes to find an ice cream truck that's not one of his.
So here's one right here. You see the blue at the bottom and the white at the top? This is a typical example of somebody trying to be a fake Mr. Softy.
This truck is only imitating the official Mr. Softy colors, but some of the alleged copycats are a lot bolder. They use the music, the name, even the trademarked graphics on the side of the truck.
This mark right here is what we call the cone head mark. It's a cone with the ice cream, vanilla ice cream on top, and a smiley face and a bow tie. That picture is a registered trademark owned by Mr. Softy.
Jeffrey Zucker is the lawyer for Mr. Softy, Inc. He's filed trademark infringement suits against hundreds of ice cream truck owners. He has yet to lose a case.
Competition is fine, but unfair competition when someone uses our trademarks and operates trucks right in the same areas as our paying franchisees is not fine.
Those franchisees pay thousands of dollars a year in royalties just to use Mr. Softy's trademarks. That's on top of the $100,000 it takes to buy a real Mr. Softy truck.
All right, three vanilla sprinkles.
No, this one!
Oh, forget it. Two sprinkles, yeah.
Back in Brooklyn, Doc Guichard's customers have more pressing things to worry about. Guichard, who moved to the U.S. from the tiny Caribbean nation of Nevis, says the big losers in all this are the little guys, the franchisees who scrimp and save to start their own business.
I'm not able to maximize my potential as a Mr. Softy when there are copycats around who don't have the overhead that I have, but are still fooling the kids that they are Mr. Softy.
You don't think the kids distinguish?
They don't, because, you know, kids are impulsive buyers. All they see is a blue and white truck, and they start running, "Mommy, I want an ice cream."
Mr. Softy has been around since 1956. The New Jersey-based company today has more than 300 franchise operators in 16 states. But it's only in the last few years that Mr. Softy has gotten serious about protecting its trademarks. That's when the company hired a private investigator named Darren Giglio to get pictures of the phonies.
There's been situations where there are some drivers that get irate and they'll jump out of the car and they'll confront us. There was a driver that once pulled out a pipe and he was waving it around.
Right now, Mr. Softy has a lawsuit pending against 10 defendants in Brooklyn and Queens. Only one of them has a listed phone number, and he didn't return my calls. Mr. Softy Vice President Jim Conway says a lot of the people the company is suing are second- and third-time offenders who register their trucks under fake names each time.
As we gain the cooperation of the court and the damages become more punitive, people will have second thoughts about this because they know that we're going to pursue them aggressively.
But even Mr. Softy's private eye, Darren Giglio, isn't so sure.
It's been 6 years. We'll probably keep doing it, but some people just never learn.
Until they do, Mr. Softy will just have to keep playing hardball. In Philadelphia, I'm Joel Rose for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.